Now we will begin Part B with the first conversation.
Questions 31 through 34. Listen to part of an interview between a student newspaper reporter and a professor.
Professor Smith, let me make sure my information is accurate. The title of your book is Moving People, The New York Subway and Urban Development. It's 312 pages long, and it will be published next month.
That's right. You should be sure to make clear that I'm not the sole author. My co-author is Kathleen Douglas.
Oh, yes, I have that. So why write about the subways?
I'm a cultural historian, and I'm interested in the impact of technology on people's lives. The subways increased everyone's mobility. How cheap, efficient transportation changed life in New York, that's really the focus.
Have the subways been around a long time?
Some unsuccessful attempts were made as far back as the 1870s, but the history of the subways really begins with the founding of the IRT, the Interborough Rapid Transit Company, in 1900. Today we call it the IRT.
So the IRT built the first subway in 1900?
They started work in 1900, but it took 4 years to dig the tunnel and lay the track for the first line.
And it was a success?
Oh, yes. People knew it would transform their lives. 100,000 rode the train the first day. I've got some great pictures of that day.
Are they in the book?
Yes, those and quite a few others. Actually, Kathleen collected the photographs. I was going over this set when you arrived.
Number 31. What is the main topic of the interview? Number 32. Who is Kathleen Douglas? Number 33. What aspect of the New York subway especially interests the professor? Number 34. What will the professor probably do next? Questions 35 through 38. Listen to a conversation between two students who are members of the computer club.
Sorry to say this, Pam, but I think we're going to have to cancel tonight's planning meeting.
You're kidding, Tom. With a computer fair only 2 weeks away? Is the weather that bad?
Well, I just listened to the noon forecast on the radio, and the snow's supposed to start between 2 and 3 and continue throughout the afternoon and evening. Some other campus clubs have already announced they're not meeting.
Gee, I'd hate to cancel, though. There's so much to do to get ready.
I know what you mean, but if the weather's bad, we probably wouldn't get much of a turnout anyway. Remember how many computer club members live far from campus?
Maybe you're right. And Kathy told me yesterday that the publicity's all taken care of.
And I've made the arrangements for the rooms we'll be using, so that's all set, too.
Sounds as if we're further ahead than I thought. Maybe we could just postpone the meeting till tomorrow night.
I think we'd better wait a couple of days until the road's clear. How about the day after tomorrow? I could get on the phone and let everyone know.
I'll split the list with you. That way we'll each have only 10 calls to make.
Great. And when I talk to Sarah, I'll find out how the response from the computer vendors has been.
Last I heard, there were about 20 software companies coming.
I guess everything's coming along all right then. Let's just hope we have good weather the day of the fair.
Number 35. What are the speakers working on? Number 36. Why do the speakers decide to cancel the meeting? Number 37. Where is the planning meeting scheduled to take place? Number 38. How are the speakers going to let club members know about the change in plans?
This is the end of Part B. Go on to the next page.